Welcome to Make Up or Break Up every Tuesday and Thursday around this time with Fitz in the Morning, where amazing Northwest couples, they join the show, they got some drama in their relationship, and we really just try to get together and see if we could help them out. You decide, should they make up or break up? We definitely need some five-minute heroes right now. We could always use your advice. 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. I want to welcome to the show right now Megan from Auburn. Megan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Thank you so much for corresponding with me on Facebook. I really appreciate that.
Of course, yeah.
So you've had an interesting couple of weeks. You had a bizarre holiday season because you were expecting something. What were you expecting from your boyfriend, Tim?
I thought I was going to get proposed to. Oh. Like, I really thought.
You thought this was going to be it, right?
Yeah. Why did you really think?
Yeah, why?
Well, because I had, you know, I had a lot of family and friends like hinting at it, first of all, which I thought was really strange because no one has ever done that with me. And, you know, like my best friend was like, oh, so like I heard that he found your ring size, like things like that, that I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And plus, like, I've been really vocal about the fact that like I want to get engaged. And I don't know, it was just like, oh, he also got me this dress, like a brand new dress. And he was like, hey, I got you this dress. I want you to wear it next week. I'll tell you when. So then I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And then no proposal.
How long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Okay. All right. So going on 3 years, you were thinking it was the right time. It's interesting. Would you have preferred a proposal over the holidays? I mean, do you like proposals around the holidays?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's such a fun season, and he's always loved the holidays. Like, he's such a holiday guy. He'll, like, you know, decorate the entire house, and he really gets into the spirit. And I always thought, like, as soon as we started dating, I was like, he's going to propose to me over the holiday.
Wow. So even 2 years ago, you thought this would happen at some point.
So what went
down? Yeah, at some point.
When he didn't propose, obviously Christmas passed, New Year's Eve passed, when you didn't get a proposal, did you approach him about it? Were you like, hey, what the heck is going on here? Where's my ring? Did you say something to him about that?
I was really just more worried that he had changed his mind. And okay. I was just felt really self-conscious bringing it up because I also didn't really get that many presents. Like, it almost felt like he got me the ring as a present, but then I didn't get the present. So, like, I was just so worried that he changed his mind.
Huh. Interesting. Dang. All right. By the way, we are live on Facebook right now. Go to Facebook. Just search 98.9 The Bull. You'll be able to meet and see everyone. And, Megan, I want to thank you for voluntarily, by the way, coming on the show. You do know that your boyfriend, Tim, is on hold. He's hearing all this. Were you shattered? I mean, you said like you felt like you had all the hints, all the clues that this was going to be the season of the proposal, and it didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think I just am like heartbroken on the inside.
Yeah.
And just like trying to figure out, I really don't even know what to do. I don't know if I should like.
This is very surprising
for me. Reevaluate.
When I asked my wife to marry me the first time, she said no. So, I mean, it's really interesting that, yeah, it's like, you know, you actually want to
get
married.
He's a willing participant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
goodness.
Megan, as always, you know, there's two sides to every story, and your boyfriend, Tim, has been on hold. He's been hearing all of this, voluntarily coming on the show. Welcome now, Tim from Auburn on Make Up or Break Up. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, my friend. So obviously you've heard us discussing sort of the weirdness around the holidays and what Megan was expecting. Did you plan on this being the holiday season to give a ring?
I had absolutely planned on proposing over the holidays, but I planned on proposing on New Year's Eve.
But which you didn't, right?
Or we wouldn't be having this conversation. We wouldn't be here,
yeah. Right. Well, I want to know why.
But that's the thing, is that apparently a bunch of people had told her it was going to be on Christmas, which it wasn't. It was supposed to be a surprise. So the fact that people were telling her kind of ruined the surprise element. But then when it didn't happen on Christmas, I could tell she was upset because apparently she had been told it was going to happen. And then for the whole week leading up to New Year's, she was like a different person and was cold and didn't want to talk, and it didn't feel right, honestly, by the time we got to New Year's.
So clarify this. Were you planning on Christmas?
Yeah, I was planning on New Year's. It was New Year's.
But her behavior changed drastically after Christmas, so you figured out that she thought it was Christmas.
Well, why are you telling people you're going to ask her to marry you? Problem number one.
Well, first of all, I mean, I didn't tell that many people. I told her best friend, and then I told my best friend, and I.
Oh my God!
Hold on, yeah. Your best friend. I'm okay with. What you told her is you basically gave it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she said she wouldn't say anything, and apparently she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want to ask Megan to marry you right now, live on the show, or is the whole proposal thing?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Why? Why not?
No offense to you guys, that's so unromantic. But
I think it's romantic.
Are you saying it's just as bad as proposing on the Jumbotron at a professional game?
It's up there with that, yeah.
That's romantic, too.
I think you should ask Megan to marry you right now.
Oh,
but anyway.
Please don't do that to him, Fitz. Please don't.
Do it. So now there's weirdness, and now it's like...
There's weirdness in this room right now. You made me uncomfortable with that.
But there's weirdness because, you know, now she knows you were going to ask her to marry you on New Year's Eve, and she was wanting you to do it on Christmas, and now it's like when you do it, is it going to be as... Now it's like you have to wait a couple more years.
Oh, my God.
But I don't understand any of this, you guys. If you love someone, you propose and you get married.
You
why
do
you need a calendar holiday to do it?
Just go.
It sounds like Tim's like a romantic. He wants a gesture. He wants a big thing. He wants it to be a surprise, right? Am I wrong there, Tim?
You're right. You want it to go well. I mean, like, I was thinking, like, you know, New Year's Eve, like, one of our favorite movies is When Harry Met Sally. And so, you know, they had that great moment on New Year's Eve, and it's a thing for them.
When she's eating lunch.
Different scene.
Different scene.
That's different. Oh.
All right, hey, Tim, are you still in love with Megan?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, you said in your message to me on Facebook, you said she was being psycho after New Year's Eve. So, the psycho factor doesn't scare you anymore.
I mean, like, it bothers me that she became this different person when she didn't get what she wanted.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that is
when they don't get that ring. Woo! Yeah.
I once got tricked into getting married this way, and it was on Christmas.
Oh,
no kidding.
Okay, I got Drew, tricked into the proposal. You're disqualified from this conversation.
You're right. I'm out. Well, I've got experience in this conversation.
Hey, Megan, I'm going to give you the final word here. And by the way, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Megan, last word. What do you want to say to Tim right now?
I don't know. I just feel kind of stupid and... I don't know. I feel like I don't even know what to say. Like I still am kind of confused by the whole thing, and I'm hurt.
Do you feel like you need
I'm sorry that I was acting strange, but like it's because I was really hurt.
I can understand that. Do you feel like you need to set up a Tinder account?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, there's so many people who want to text in right now, and a lot of people are calling. Let's see if we can get some advice for you guys. Just turn up the radio, and thank you so much for listening, and I really, really appreciate it. We're going to pass the number to our therapist. He works in Renton, and we're going to pass his number to you guys, okay? He's absolutely willing to meet with you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show, a previous couple on Make Up or Break Up, and you know what? Good thing is they're still together, Megan and Tim from Auburn. What's up, you guys? It's been a couple of months.
Hey.
What's up? So are we the happy couple right now? Everything going good? We wanted to check in.
We're engaged.
Oh my God.
Yay!
Minutes after you were on the show, right? Like we solved that problem for you.
No. Actually, Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Proposal.
Wow.
Wait, you waited all the way to February?
Romantic.
It was romantic.
Aww. It was romantic.
I told you he's a gesture
man,
guy.
Man, she
that.
Wouldn't be expecting it on Valentine's Day or anything.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. This time I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my friends. I didn't tell our parents. I didn't tell anyone. So,
see, I think that's smart because whenever we checked in with you right after New Year's, she, everybody you told her and everything was ruined, right? The element of surprise was ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
completely secret this time.
Yeah.
Well,
learned my lesson.
So, Megan, you were kind of upset, and I think you were like feeling hurt when we talked to you in January. Tell us how the time went from then until February. Like, what was the relationship? Was it rocky, or how did
ice
you guys
cold.
get there?
Actually, it was like all about communication, right? So we had a lot of like hard talks after that, but they were such good talks, and I felt like from that moment forward, everything just got better and smoother and smoother. And, you know, if anything, it showed me that it's not important when it happens, but that I'm with the right person at the end of the day.
That is precious.
I think that we had a really nice couple months.
Well, am I getting too personal to ask, Tim, how you did the proposal? I understand that you did propose in West Seattle. Tell me about the proposal. Was it a romantic scene that you set up?
Well, I mean, I think last time I was building it up too much, where I wanted it to be like this memorable thing where like I could tell everybody about it and we'd be able to talk about it for, you know, years and years and years. And this time I just wanted to make it really personal. And yeah. So we went to dinner, and then we came back and I had, just set up some like rose petals, when she walked in the door and, and then had like a bottle of wine.
That's nice. You know what? Sometimes, dude, you don't have to overdo it at all. When I asked, the second time I asked my wife to marry me, the first time she said no. But the second time, I just did it right in front of her grandparents, people that were, you know, so important in her life and her mother.
So she just kept saying no.
That's so genius.
Yeah. If she said no, then she'd be a horrible person.
Yeah. In front of her family.
So congratulations, you guys, on the engagement. As you know, I'm always available to show up and sing Wind Beneath My Wings. I love doing that.
Especially since I think we can now take credit for this, right? I think the Fitz of the Morning Show did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We
responsible for your love. Yeah. All right, Megan and Tim, thank you guys.
Thank you.
New country. Fitz is on the bull.